This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When Jay-Z goes platinum on a smartphone.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Rap mogul Jay-Z is releasing copies of his album Magna Carta Holy Grail early today to 1 million Samsung Galaxy S4 owners. The rapper promoted the straight-to-phone release with a video from the recording studio. It played on TV during the NBA Finals and was posted on YouTube. Musical artists in 2013 are almost required to use the digital space, but Jay-Z's deal with Samsung breaks new ground.
I'm so far ahead of my time, I'm about to start another life. Look behind you, I'm about to pass you twice.
It's not just Jay-Z either. Lady Gaga's next album, Art Pop, will be an interactive app. Jim Donio is president of the National Association of Recording Merchandisers.
Last year, Taylor Swift's label, Big Machine Records, did a partnership promotion with Papa John's.
Aha.
So that you could order a pizza and a CD. And even if you didn't order the CD, her face was on the pizza box. We're seeing that a lot more. We're seeing these kind of unique approaches, partnerships, and deals to make an album release an event.
What's that the result of?
We have much more now of this kind of evolving spectrum of consumption and access to music, and purchasing an album, either physically or digitally, is one, you know, one dimension of all of these ways in which people can, you know, engage with music. It's an evolving marketplace. It's a marketplace that demands and requires, you know, real ingenuity and creativity. You can't just, you know, do what's been done before. You've got to take that next step to reach your fans and your potential fans.
Tell me what you think about this Jay-Z Samsung partnership.
If you're asking me, do I think we will see more of these kinds of things? Absolutely, because labels and artists are going to look at every possible way that they can maximize the exposure for that artist and for that release.
This seems like a difficult time to make music successfully and make money at making music successfully for mid-level and smaller artists. Are they in trouble?
The ability to actually make music, you know, create your vision and put it out, it's probably never been easier.
Yeah, yeah.
Making money, you know, that's very difficult. There's so much more competition because it's so much easier to put music out there.
Jim Donio is the president of the Music Business Association, NARM, also known as the National Association of Recording Merchandisers. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.